It's the Morning Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our morning edition of the Midwest Digest brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Steve Alexander has this morning's report coming right up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Oler King uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's the one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
If you want to play the Where's Max This Time game, I'll give you a hint. He is in a place where the first word begins with a K and the second word begins with a C. How's that? He's in Kansas City, of course, for the National Agri-Marketing Association Convention. And speaking of Kansas, while much of the Midwest is complaining about too much wet and cold, in Kansas the drought continues, and the latest numbers show that only 12% of the state's winter wheat crop is in good condition. Striking Oklahoma teachers were back at the state capitol again yesterday, but the crowds are notably smaller than they were last week. The state's largest teachers union has called for the walkouts to continue until the legislature comes up with more money for schools. Several districts closed today for an eighth consecutive day. The teachers' demands for more pay are apparently being ignored by the Republican-led legislature and by the governor, who urged lawmakers to return to more routine work and consider bills not related to revenue or education. Fake marijuana, likely contaminated with rat poison, has killed three people in Illinois and caused severe bleeding in more than 100 others, including people in Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has alerted doctors nationwide that patients with severe unexplained bleeding may also be victims of this fake pot. In St. Louis, a conservative TV and radio commentator who posted that he would use a hot poker to sexually assault an outspoken 17-year-old boy who survived that Florida high school shooting is out of a job. Jamie Allman resigned from a St. Louis TV station. His radio show was put on hold, taken off the air, after calls for a boycott led to several advertisers pulling their ads from his shows. Allman used Twitter to go after a high schooler named David Hogg, who has been calling for stricter gun control after that shooting at his school. Yesterday was Equal Pay Day, a day designed to bring attention to the disparity between what men and women make for doing the same work. And a study by the American Association of University Women shows the pay gap between men and women is bigger in Nebraska and Iowa than it is nationally on average. The study says that on average, for every dollar a man makes, women who work full-time are paid 77 cents in Iowa and 78 cents in Nebraska. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.